4 years ago, I spoke at this setting about couples serving full-time missions. My prayer was that the Holy Ghost would touch hearts, and somewhere a spouse would quietly nudge his or her companion, and a moment of truth, a moment of decision would occur. One sister later wrote me about that experience. She said, "We were sitting in the comfort of our family room, enjoying conference on television. As you spoke, my heart was so touched. It was touched so deeply. I looked over at my husband, and he looked at me. That moment changed my life forever." If you are or will soon be the age of a senior missionary, I come to you this afternoon to witness of the blessings that can change your life forever. Your Heavenly Father needs you. His work under the direction of our Savior, Jesus Christ, needs what you are uniquely prepared to give. Every missionary experience requires faith, sacrifice, and service, and these are always followed by an outpouring of blessings. As we discuss these blessings, you will naturally consider what I have called the four F's: fear, family concerns, finding the right missionary opportunity, and financial challenges. May I yet add another more important and powerful F: faith. Only through our faith can we heed God's counsel to choose ye this day whom ye will serve, to serve the Lord who made you. And only through a trial of our faith can we receive the miraculous blessings we seek for ourselves and our families. For if there be no faith among the children of men, we are told, God can do no miracle among them. Wherefore he showed not himself until after their faith. Allow me to share some of these miraculous blessings from letters and accounts I've received over the past 4 years. A humble couple from Idaho met fear with faith when the Lord called them to Russia. They wrote the following acceptance letter. "No one would have imagined we would be called to this assignment. We had no idea how we would learn the language or manage to be of service. And although we accept with much trepidation, going completely on faith, we know that the Lord and his prophet know more than we do where we should serve." End of quote. 10 months later, the Stockholm, Sweden temple welcomed 30 saints from a small branch in Russia, led by this couple from Idaho, who had barely begun to learn the Russian language. The scriptures tell us, God has provided a means that a man may, through faith, might work mighty miracles. Thus, God's work is carried out by his children. That faith also might increase in the earth, that the fullness of my gospel might be proclaimed by the weak and the simple unto the ends of the world. Another couple faced family concerns with faith. A faithful sister wrote, "The decision to serve a mission was not hard, but my 90-year-old mother was extremely apprehensive about our leaving. She took great comfort when she heard that our families would be blessed as we serve." A faithful brother expressed similar concerns about leaving his elderly parents, to which his father responded, "Don't use your mother and me as an excuse not to go on a mission with your wife. You pray about it and follow the guidance of the Spirit." That's a good father. To an earlier generation of missionaries called to leave their families, the Lord offered this reassurance: "And if they will do this in all lowliness of heart, I, the Lord, give unto them a promise that I will provide for their families." End of quote. Certainly, family concerns are real and should not be considered lightly. But we cannot meet our family challenges without the blessings of the Lord. And when we sacrifice to serve as full-time missionary couples, those blessings will flow. For example, one couple worried about leaving their youngest daughter, who is no longer active in the church, wrote me the following letter. Her faithful father wrote, "We prayed for her continually and fasted regularly. Then during general conference, the Spirit whispered to me, 'If you will leave and if you will serve, you will not have to worry about your daughter anymore.' So we met with our bishop. The week after we received our call, she and her boyfriend announced they were engaged. By the end of our first year, his heart began to soften toward the church. Just before we returned home from our mission, he and our daughter came to visit us. In his suitcase was the first set of Sunday clothes he had ever owned. They came to church with us, and after we returned home, he was baptized. A year later, they were sealed in the temple. Though the details of this story may be unique, the principle is what is true. For all who say to the Lord, 'I'll go where you want me to go,' I testify that as we put our trust in the Lord, he will find the right missionary opportunity for us. As he said, 'If any man serve me, him will my Father honor.'" In considering missionary opportunities, many couples throughout the world have an abundant desire to serve but lack abundant means. If this is your situation, remember that the right mission may not be to a far-off country with a strange-sounding name. The right call for you may be within your stake or area. Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all things. Counsel with your extended family and your bishop or branch president. As the Lord's servants understand your temporal situation, you will be able to receive eternal blessings of full-time missionary service. If you cannot serve because of serious extenuating circumstances, would you consider making a financial contribution to help those who can? The reasonable sacrifice of your means will not only bless other missionaries and those they serve, it will bless you and your family as well. Now to those who were not able to serve a mission in their youth, may I speak directly to you? Perhaps over the years, you have been burdened by the feeling of regret or felt like less adequate because you did not have a missionary opportunity to serve and grow when you were younger. My advice to you, look forward, not back. Begin preparing for your mission as a senior missionary couple today. Save a little money each month. Study the scriptures. Accept church callings. Pray to feel the Lord's love for others and receive his love and confidence in you. You can one day then claim all the blessings of missionary service. And what marvelous blessings they are. After 51 years of marriage, I was asked, "What part of life would you want to live over again?" I did not hesitate to reply, "When my wife and I served together in the great missionary work of the Lord." The sentiments of another missionary couple echo those of my wife and myself. Our decision to go on a mission brought new vigor, new emotions, new friends, new places, new challenges. It brought us closer together as husband and wife, and we had a common goal and a real partnership. And best of all, it brought new spiritual growth instead of spiritual retirement. Brothers and sisters, let us not go into spiritual retirement. Now may I extend a challenge to bishops and branch presidents throughout the world? Over the next 6 months, would it be possible for each of you to consider recommending one or more missionary couples beyond those presently planning to serve? Your greatest resource in meeting this challenge will be those senior members of your ward who have already served missions. In my own ward, an inspired bishop called a special meeting of prospective and returned missionary couples. As we bore our testimonies of sacrifice and service, the Spirit witnessed to us, and all that a call to serve was indeed a call to know the richness of the Lord's blessings. I've heard of a stake president who's arranged a senior missionary class to inspire prospective missionary couples and help them prepare to serve the priesthood leaders as you prayerfully seek to encourage full-time missionary service. Remember that when a couple is called, they not only help accomplish the work of the Lord throughout the world, they plant a seed of service in their families that will blossom for generations to come. I continue to be grateful for the influence of my parents, who served as couple missionaries in England and set an example for their posterity. Now to you, prospective missionary couples, please do not wait for your bishop to meet with you about serving a mission. Go to him. Share your feelings. Where missionary service is concerned, the Lord expects us to express our desires. As we do, we can trust the same Spirit that prompts us to seek a mission call will inspire a prophet to call us to the right assignment. And there are many calls. There are calls to teach the gospel to those who desire to receive the truth, including youth in the church education system, calls to work in welfare and humanitarian service, in temples and family history centers, mission offices, historical sites, calls to do the greatest good unto thy fellow beings and promote the glory of Him who is your Lord. Consider these examples. A couple in Hawaii nurtured a little branch of 20 members to 200 and prepared 70 members to attend the temple together. A couple in Russia helped local farmers increase yield of potatoes 11 times that of the state farms. A couple in Pennsylvania assisted 60 individuals in preparing their family genealogical records. A couple in Ghana helped drill and refurbish wells, bringing water to 190,000 people in villages and refugee camps. Whether or not the results of every mission are this obvious to mortal eyes, all those who serve make an invaluable contribution in the sight of the Lord, for all have compassion, making a difference. Couple missionaries are role models and examples of strength to full-time missionaries, to priesthood and auxiliary leaders throughout the world. I express my gratitude for all these and the thousands of others who are serving so many capacities, contributing millions of hours in service to their fellow man. My brothers and sisters, if you have felt stirrings to engage in this work, however quiet these feelings may be, do not procrastinate the day of your service. Now is the time to prepare. Now is the time to be called. Now is the time to sacrifice. Now is the time to share your gifts and talents. Now is the time to receive God's blessings for you and your family. There is a constant need of more couple missionaries present, Hinckley has said. As this work rolls forward, that need is increasing. Let us, in our richest years of experience, maturity, wisdom, and most of all our faith, rise to meet that need as only we can. We, above all, have special reason to do so. From our life's experience, we can look back and recognize the goodness of our Father in heaven and His Son, Jesus Christ, to us and our families. As one faithful brother explained, my wife and I would like to serve 5 missions, one for each of the beautiful children God has blessed us with. Whatever blessings we have received individually, I testify that we have all received the greatest blessings of all. God, our Father, our Heavenly Father, so loved the world that He gave us His only begotten Son. And His Son, Jesus Christ, loveth the world, even that He layeth down His own life. I bear my special witness that His atoning sacrifice is the ultimate expression of that love. As members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, it is our greatest privilege to return His love through sacrifice and service and claim His holy promise. And whosoever layeth down his life in my cause, for my name's sake, shall find it again, even eternal life. That we may do so is my heartfelt prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.